Only the monster himself came up out of the earth. But that would have been the case had the digging taken only an hour. He escaped the darkness of underground into the darkness of night. The trail was not hard to find. It had not rained since the hour of the Limper's perfidy. Ha! Headed north again. He began to trot. As he loosened up, he stretched himself more and more till he fell into a lupine lope that left a dozen leagues behind him every hour. He did not break stride till he had crossed the bounds of the Empire and had come to the place where the Limper had encountered a major obstacle. He stopped. He prowled and sniffed till he understood what had happened. The Limper had not been welcomed back with tears of joy. He caught something on the breeze, cast about, spied a distant black rider armed with a flaming spear. The rider flung that blazing dart northward. Puzzled, Toadkiller Dog resumed his journey. He came to another place where the Limper had had difficulties. Again he saw a black rider with a fiery spear who hurled his dart to the north. One more repetition, and the monster understood that he was being encouraged to overtake the Limper, that he would be guided to the inevitable confrontation, and that the Limper was being stalled all along his northward journey. What could he do when he caught up? He was no match for that son of the shadow. A black rider sat outside the gate of Beryl. He threw a blazing spear to the east. Toadkiller Dog turned. He found the trail quickly. So, the old Doom had been forced to take the long road around the sea. He loped on, gaining 2 miles for each 3 he ran. He swam the River Bigotes and the Hyclades, and streaked across the 70 silvery miles of lifeless, mirror-flat salt desert called the Ranipur. He raced between the countless burial mounds of Barbara to reach the forgotten highway of La Balarada. He circled the haunted ruins of Kun, past the pyramids of Kach, which still stood sentinel over the canyons of the undead. Wearily, he circled the remnants of the temple city of Marsha the Devastator, where the air still shimmered with the cries of sacrifices whose hearts had been torn out on the altars of an aloof and disdainful goddess. The trail grew warmer by the hour. He came into the province of Karsus, past outposts of the Empire, where auxiliaries recruited from the Orain tribes guarded the frontier against the depredations of their own kind more ferociously and faithfully than did the Imperial legions. A black rider armed with a spear of fire watched them race across the plain of Danopatha, where 100 armies had contested the rites of passage, north or south or east, and where some legends said the last battle of time would be fought between light and darkness. The mountains of Sinjian lay beyond, and in their savage defiles he found evidence that the Limper was again being tormented and delayed, again with vicious traps narrowly escaped. The spoor was heavy and hot, and had the taint of newly opened graves.